With less than 3 weeks until the midterm elections, many are wondering if the polls are correct and Democrats will make big gains in the House, or if, like in 2016, there's a lot more Republican enthusiasm than is being reported. Former Boston Globe reporter and editor Ben Bradley Jr. just spent some time in a key county in Pennsylvania, which President Trump won. He profiles 12 Trump voters in his new book, just out, The Forgotten: How the People of One Pennsylvania County Elected Donald Trump and Changed America. Ben Bradley Jr., welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, first tell us about this county in Pennsylvania.
This is a county called Luzerne County in northeast Pennsylvania. The county seat is Wilkes-Barre. It's not very prosperous, fraying at the edges, and has been hurting for a long time. And combing through the vote in the three critical swing states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, I discovered Luzerne County, which is a traditionally Democratic county, hadn't voted Republican since 1988 for Bush Sr.
President Obama won it two times.
President Obama won it twice, but it surged in the other direction for Trump. And he won it by 20 points, building up such a margin in this one county that it was 60% of his victory margin for the state of Pennsylvania. So without this one county, he wouldn't have won the state or perhaps the presidency.
And you profiled 12 people in this book. How did you find them?
Well, I went down initially poking around, and you do what journalists do. You go to community leaders and newspaper editors, talk show hosts, and learn who the Trump voters were and start talking to them. And one person leads you to another. I ended up interviewing over the months about 100 in depth, but settled on 12 whose stories I decided to tell. And I think that this is a window, a deep dive, if you will, into the Trump vote, and that at least more than half the country remains shocked at the candidate as unusual as Trump got elected. And there's a hunger to know more about how it happened.
And you talked to a number of people who all kind of had different reasons for supporting Trump. You dipped into many different views of him. One of the people that you spoke with, Tiffany Cloud, told you that Trump's simple, relatable speak, like huge, big league, or bigly, may have turned off voters in other parts of the country, but it helped him connect with people in Luzerne County.
Well, I think people base most of their vote for president on the extent to which they can relate to them on a human level, how likable they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is, in the end, more important than where they stand on a variety of issues. And I think the people that I settle on generally like Trump on most issues, but really liked his style. They just liked his moxie, his feistiness, how he gets up every morning and has a tweet storm and sticks it to the elites.
And they did not feel that he was being condescending toward them, that he was talking down to them.
No, on the contrary, they felt heard and listened to and felt that Hillary was talking down to them, especially with her now infamous remark calling them the deplorables.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we were talking about during the campaign is that what Trump was saying was not what he actually meant, or not what many people were hearing from him. And you talk to people here in Luzerne County who, you know, they'd hear him say, "I'm going to build a wall," and what they would hear is, "Well, he's not actually going to build the wall, but he's going to beef up the wall."
Yeah, interesting. They talked about the importance of decoding Trump, saying that the press was unfair to them, to him, and would treat him too literally by merely covering what he said. We would get into lively discussions about this. And I said, well, that's the press's job. A candidate says something and the press is supposed to report it. And they said, no, you're really making too much of a hullabaloo out of, you know, the Access Hollywood tape. And we know what he meant, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it was a way of apologizing for him and trying to make his rhetoric understandable.
What about religion? This is a place that is very Catholic, and it's also a place that used to be big in the coal industry. That's gone away. But how much does religion play into how people view President Trump?
It's still predominantly Catholic, not majority so. It's a rising evangelical population. Mm-hmm. Trump's evangelical vote was off the charts. He carried 80% of the evangelical vote. So I talked to a woman for whom Trump was literally sent by God. She believed that Trump was sent to cure America's political dysfunction.
Hmm. And does she feel like he's delivered?
She does. He's appointed evangelicals to his cabinet. Vice President Pence is evangelical. They're willing to excuse the Stormy Daniels business as essentially much ado about nothing.
The fact that he's been married three times.
They don't care. For them, I think the most important issues are abortion and his delivering two conservative Supreme Court justices.
What about just the overall sense of the place right now? In 2018, this is a place where there's not a lot of opportunity. There are also a lot of drug overdoses going on. I mean, this is you could go there and just do a book about the opioid crisis in this area.
The opioid crisis is really bad there, really bad. And it's affecting the entire county. Even if you don't have someone in your family who is an addict, the ripple effect is widespread. And I interviewed the county coroner down there, and he is just overworked and thinks that it's an enormous problem and is trying to raise public awareness about it. But it's pretty bleak in Luzerne County. And young people are leaving. There's a brain drain. There's not a lot of opportunity beyond maintenance and working in warehouses, minimum wage jobs.
And do they think that things have gotten any better under Trump?
Maybe at the margins. The unemployment rate has gone down in the county as it has nationally, and perhaps it's a little bit better there. But a lot of the economic promises that Trump made during the campaign, he hasn't really followed through on. You know, he said he would repeal and replace Obamacare. Well, the individual mandate has been repealed, but he's been really sabotaging Obamacare, and there is no neither Trump or the Republican Party have come up with an alternative plan. He said that he would reduce the deficit in his first 8 years. The budget he filed in February shows a $7 trillion increase. So, you know, the Republican Party doesn't seem to care about the deficit.
But what about these voters? Do they care about those things he hasn't been able to do?
They don't seem to really care in the final analysis because they just like Trump. I think it's personality over anything else.
Do you think that the Democrats are connecting now with the people of Luzerne County? I remember speaking to the liberal filmmaker Michael Moore, who said, you know, they didn't even try to win a place like Michigan in the last election. They didn't come here the way that Trump did. There's been a lot of criticism that Democrats are ignoring these people that you've been talking to in places like Luzerne County.
Well, they certainly did in 2016, and I think they would do well to listen more to Democrats. A lot of the people that I talked to were Democrats, but felt that the party had left them rather than they leaving the party.
Any thoughts on what might happen in the midterms?
Well, if I had to guess, I would think this so-called blue wave, I don't know how big it'll be, but I think probably big enough for the Democrats to retake the House, but not the Senate.
Ben Bradley Jr., one of the things I really liked about this book is that you gave us a glimpse into the minds of many people who voted for Trump, but did so with respect for their views. And I feel like a lot of the reporting even on people in the middle of the country that's coming from reporters and others on the coasts tends to look down on them. You didn't do that here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that because we, the big bad media, so-called, particularly the mainstream media, as it's called, is so often accused of looking down on people in the middle of the country or flyover country, as it's called disparagingly. And the lesson of the campaign was obviously the big papers, the network news, didn't get out enough, right? They didn't leave New York, Washington, Los Angeles and get out to talk to these people. So that was one of my goals. And it's all about listening, really. I found that basically people, if you approach them in good faith, like to tell their story. Mm-hmm.
That's Ben Bradley Jr., who is the author of the new book, The Forgotten, How the People of One Pennsylvania County Elected Donald Trump and Changed America. Ben, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
And we've got an excerpt from the book at hereandnow.org.